弟兄姐妹朋友们，祝你平安。今天是特别的一个节日啊，是什么？中秋节啊。
Sunday。
今天是中秋节，我们要来看一段的经文，在路加福音第19章，刚刚打在上面啊，请大家有圣经的打开啊。
So on this very special day, this Palm Sunday, we're going to take a look at the scriptures which we've just read.
中秋节是庆祝什么？
What are we celebrating on Palm Sunday?
耶稣最后一次公开的进到耶路撒冷。
So the last open entry of Jesus Christ, public entry of Jesus Christ to the city of Jerusalem.
那刚刚我们念的这段经文呢，有一句话很特别。
So there is a verse that we just read, which is very special.
在第40节，
Verse 40.
耶稣说：“我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头都必呼叫起来。”
Jesus answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out."
这些石头必要呼叫起来。
The very stones would cry out.
我们一起来做祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们来仰望你，
Heavenly Father, we look up to you.
求主你将你的话赐在我们的心中。
Give your words to us, to our hearts.
开我们的心。
And open our hearts.
让我们晓得你是配的一切称颂赞美。
And to know that you are worthy of all the praises.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
这些石头必呼叫起来。
And the stones will cry out.
石头可以做什么？
What are good for the, what can be stones used for?
你在家里面有没有石头？
Do you have stones in your house?
你的石头拿来做什么？
What do you use the stones for?
以前这个好像是真实的故事，细节我不太清楚，大概是这样子的。大家有两个人有一个人他就开始在埋怨说他的家里面的这个宠物很难处理啊。
This might be a true story that I want to share among you. So there was there are two people. One of them, he has a pet in his house, which is really hard to handle.
乱跑啦，乱弄东西啦，等等这些，把家里弄得很脏，他就觉得很头痛。
So this pet gave him a lot of grief, a lot of headaches. Like it just keeps running around and making the house an entire mess.
然后在他旁边的这个朋友听了之后就告诉他说，你不如拿块石头当你的宠物啊。
So the person, his friend next to him saying that, why don't you just use a stone to replace your pet?
这是好像很好笑的故事啊。
So this probably is something that's funny.
但是那个人后来还真的想了一想，最后决定是把石头当着宠物，叫 pet rock 啊。你去查一下哈。
So the first person actually took it seriously, and eventually he used the rock to replace his pet and called the rock his pet rock.
最后还弄出一个 business 出来啊。
And he even opened a business for that.
石头我们都知道是不会动的啊。
So we all know that stones are not mobile.
石头是不会在那里给我们麻烦的，除非我们去碰它。
They're not going to give us any troubles unless if we touch it.
但是耶稣在这里说，如果这些人众人如果都不来称颂神的话，这些石头都必呼叫起来。
However, Jesus said here that if these people were silent, the very stones would cry out.
有没有可能？
Is there a possibility for that?
石头有没有真的可能呼叫起来？
Is it really possible for the stones to cry out?
我们今天来思考这段经文啊。
So today we're going to take a look at these verses.
耶稣到底是谁？
Who is Jesus?
为什么他说这些人不来称颂我的话，石头都会呼叫起来？
So why does he say that if these people do not worship me, the stones will cry out?
第一点。
First.
我们看到的是耶稣他是万主之主。
We see that he is the Lord of Lords.
我们一起来念这个从第28节啊，我们一直念到34节。
So let's read together from verse 38, sorry, 28 to 34.
一起来。耶稣说完了这话， 就在前面走，上耶路撒冷去，将近伯大尼，在一座山名叫橄榄山那里，就打发两个门徒说，你们往对面的村子去，必看见一条驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开骑了。若有人问为什么解它，你们就说主要用它。打发的人去了，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的，他们解驴驹的时候，主问他们说驴驹，他们说主要用它。在这里啊，耶稣从这个橄榄山然后往耶路撒冷去的时候，在要去的时候呢，他就差了两个门徒，两个门徒去找两个什么两只啊，不是找一只什么驴驹。
So here when Jesus was en route from the Mount Olive to the city of Jerusalem, he sent two disciples in front of him. What are they looking for? They were looking for a colt.
30节说，你们往对面村子去的时候，必看见一匹的驴驹拴在那里，没有人骑过的。
In verse 30, it says, go into the village in front of you, where on entering, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat.
然后你们就把它解过来。
And untie it and bring it here.
如果有人问你为什么解它，你们就说主要用它。
And if anyone asks you, why are you untying it? You shall say this.The Lord has need of it.
两个门徒果然去了，然后就看见耶稣所说的有一批驴驹，他们就要把它解下来。
So as these disciples, they were sent, they went away and found, just as he had told them, they found the colt and they untied it.
33节，当他们在解驴驹的时候，有主人就问他们。
So in verse 33, as they were untying the colt, the owners of the colt asked them, why are you untying it?
你看英文的话，那个主人是多数的。
So when you see the English version, you will see that it's the owners actually is in plural form.
许多的主人。
So many, more than many owners.
至少两位。
At least two.
一个驴驹怎么会有那么多主人？
So how come a colt has so many owners?
驴驹可是不便宜的东西啊。
These are actually not cheap.
我们今天想象的一批驴驹，一个人，一个主人就是了。他其实是很多人拥有的一个，驴驹，可能是对他们很多人都有这个用处的啊。
So when we are thinking about a colt today, we see, you know, one colt has one owner. But in the past, these are actually expensive and probably were shared among many owners.
如果他要运输东西的话，这就变成是运输的这个什么卡车一样啊。
If it's going to transfer goods, probably they're using it just as nowadays the trucks.
大概没有人可以买这个拥有那么大的一部卡车，可能很多人都在拥有，但这个驴驹乃是有很多的主人。
So probably not only not a single person has the ability to own one colt, and then the colt is shared among many owners.
那主人问他，问这些门徒的说，解驴驹要做什么？
So, the owners asked the disciples, why are you untying the colt?
门徒说什么？
What are the answers of the disciples?
门徒说主要用它。
The disciples answered, the Lord has need of it.
这个主是单数的主。
And this Lord is a singular word.
那这个字，他在地上，这个驴驹在地上有很多的主人。
This colt has many owners in the world.
很多人拥有它的使用权。
Many owners, they have the right of using it.
但这驴驹在天上最终只有一个主人。
However, in heaven, this colt has only one master.
当这个主人要用的时候。
And when this Lord wants to use it,
虽然地上的主人还没有机会用这个主，天上的主人要用的时候就必须让他先用。
Even though the worldly owners does not yet have a chance to use it, but the heavenly Lord is already using it.
那在这里虽然很小的一件事情啊，但是你会发现到说我们的主是那万主之主。
So even from this very trivial incidents, we see, we have a glimpse of the fact that our Lord is the Lord of Lords.
这一件小事情上，你发现到说，这个驴驹的主人虽然不晓得是怎么回事，但是听到有主要用它的时候，他们也就放手了。
And from this incidents, even though the owner, you see that even though the owners doesn't really know what's going on, but when they heard that the Lord wants to use this colt, they just let the Lord use it.
这里的一个主要用它是一个有权威的一句话。
And this sentence, the Lord has need of it, bears with it the authority.
你没有看到这个这些的主人他在问说你讲的主是谁啊？
And you have not seen in the scripture the owner's question, who is the Lord that you're talking about?
但是在这里呢，门徒在讲的主要用他的时候，这一句话，神就让这些主人就放手，让他。
But here, when the disciples uttered the sentence, the Lord has need of it, the owners just let go.
你看到他是万主之主。
And you see that he is the Lord of the Lord of Lords.
他要用什么就用什么。
Whatever he wants to use, he's going to be able to use it.
任何在人的手中的物品都是属于他的。
Anything in our possession actually belongs to him.
我们任何的财产也都是属于他的。
Anything that belongs to us belongs to him eventually.
他随时要用的时候，他就可以用。
And he can use it whenever he wants.
甚至我们不愿意的时候，他也可以拿来用。
Even at times that we're not willing to give up.
我们这里没有看到主人有没有挣扎，是不是被迫的，还是怎么样的，我们都不知道。但是这个驴驹被主耶稣拿去用了。
We don't really see any struggles from the owners, if there is any resistance, but here the Lord just took the colt and used it.
他是万主之主。
And he is the Lord of Lords.
当我们继续读下去的时候，我们会发现到他不但是万主之主，他还是那配得称颂的主。
And when we read on, we'll see that he's not only the Lord of Lords, but he's worthy of all praises.
那在那之前，我要跟大家讲一下为什么是驴驹啊。
And before that, I have to explain to you why this is a colt.
撒迦利亚书九章九节打在上面啊。
So Zechariah 9:9。
他说西安的居民啊应当大大喜乐耶路撒冷的民啊应当欢呼看啊你的王来到你这里他是公义的并要施行拯救谦谦和和的骑着驴就是骑着驴的驹子。
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous, and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt,The fowl of a donkey.
为什么是骑着驴驹呢
？So why was he riding on the colt?
因为在旧约的时候就已经预言了将来那个弥赛亚王要骑着驴驹来。
Because in the Old Testament it has been prophesied that this coming king is going to ride a donkey, a colt, into the city of Jerusalem.
耶稣骑着驴驹是要代表说他是那君王。
So Jesus to ride on a colt represents indicates that he's the king.
还有一个原因，他为什么要骑着驴驹
？And another reason why he is going to ride on the colt.
因为在创世纪二十二章
，Because in Genesis 22,
亚伯拉罕他要献以撒的时候
，When Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac,
神告诉亚伯拉罕说，你要带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒。往摩利亚地区。
And Abraham was God revealed to Abraham that he's going to take his son, his only begotten son Isaac, to the Mount of Moriah.
到我者只是你的山上把它献为燔祭。
And to the place that God has ordained to sacrifice him as a burnt offering.
如果你记得这故事的话，亚伯拉罕带着以撒到山上的时候，最后要把他杀了献燔祭的时候，天使说你不可杀他。
So if you still remember the story when Abraham took Isaac and on the Mount Moriah, he was about to sacrifice him and use his knife to kill him. And he was stopped by an angel saying that, stop.
然后神就让他看到树林里头有一只鹿。
Goat.
Goat, 羊,对不起。
So God opened Abraham's eye. And let him see that in the thickets of bush, there was a goat.
就把他杀了，说在神的山上必有预备。
And Abraham killed the goat, saying that, on this mount the Lord provides.
在山上死的不是以撒，是神所预备的羔羊。
And it is not Isaac who died on the mountain, but, the lamb that was prepared by God.
这件事情以后就象征着耶稣基督，就是那个神所预备的羔羊为我们死。
And this is a type of Jesus Christ, who is the lamb who died on our behalf.
亚伯拉罕听到这个呼召要往摩利亚地区的时候，就预备了一匹驴。
When Abraham heard the calling of God, and when he was heading to the Mount Moriah, he prepared a donkey.
他是跟以撒带着这一匹驴来到这个山上。
With Isaac, he led this donkey onto the mountain.
所以耶稣骑着驴驹要到耶路撒冷。
And that's why Jesus rode on the donkey to the city of Jerusalem.
一方面他是那一个君王。
Because on the one hand, he's a king.
另外一方面他是要来为我们成为那一个羔羊。
And on the other hand, he's coming, and be the sacrificial lamb for us.
他是万主之主。
He is the Lord of Lords.
第二，我们看到的是他配得一切的敬拜。
And the second is that he is worthy of all praises.
我们一起来念第35到40节。
Let's read along verse 35 to verse 40.
一起来。他们牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服踏在上面，扶耶稣。就这时候，扶在路上。将近耶路撒冷，正得名来，是应当称颂。在地下有和平，在至高之处有荣光。众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说：“豆子，走你的门徒吧。”耶稣说：“说的。”他是万主之主。
He is the Lord of Lords.
他也是配得一切的敬拜。
And he is worthy of all the praises.
在这里他讲到说，当门徒们把耶稣放在这个驴驹上的时候。
So here when the scripture says, the disciples set Jesus up on the colt.
首先他们先把自己的衣服铺在上面。
First they put their cloaks on the colt.
然后他们也把衣服铺在路上。
And next they also put their place their cloaks on the road.
让耶稣能够走在上面。
So that the colt can walk on the road.
刚刚我们越过这个这在列王记下九章十三节。
So in 2 Kings 9:13,
那时候耶户做完的时候，也是众人把他们的衣服纷纷的都把它脱下来，然后铺在地上。
So after, right after Jehu was anointed as king, all his, all the people, put their cloaks on the road.
这是表明一个事情啊。
To represent one thing.
我们将我们所有的这个尊严绑在这一个配得我们尊，配得一切尊严的这一位王。
To lay our dignity before this king who is worthy of our worship.
他们不但把衣服铺下来了，他们也把他们的歌声他们的声音献上歌颂神。
Not only did they put down their cloaks, they also used their songs and their words to worship him.
他们说奉主名来的王是应当称颂的。在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。
They said, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest."
他们这样子的一个举动，跟他们这样子的一个赞美来，是来高举耶稣基督。
Their action and their praises is to uphold Jesus Christ.
法利赛人就有一点觉得不妥。
However, the Pharisees felt something wrong.
他说夫子
They said, Master, teacher,
责备你的门徒嘛
rebuke your disciples.
所以耶稣说什么我告诉你们他们若他们闭口不说这些石头都必呼叫起来。
And Jesus answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out.
他是万主之主。
He is the Lord of Lords.
他是配得称颂的王。
And he is the king who is worthy of praises.
他既是万主之主，若他的称赞不从人而来，石头都会欢呼。
And if he is the Lord of lords, if the praises are not coming from the mouth of people, and they will come from the stones.
不但如此，
not only so,
他也是历史的主。
He is also the Lord of history.
我们来念从41念到44节。
So let's read from verse 41 to 44.
41来，耶稣来。那这里说，但愿你啊，这个是42节，但愿你今日知道关乎你平安的事。
So in verse 42, Jesus said, Would that you, even you, have known on this day the things that make for peace.
无奈这事现在是从你眼中隐藏的。
But now they're hidden from your eyes.
耶稣说 有一件事情关乎你平安的事。
And Jesus said there is one thing that's about your peace.
你现在看不到。
But you are not able to see it now.
将来有那个日子将要到。
But however, there will be a day.
你的仇敌必来攻击。
That your enemies are going to attack you.
必来毁灭你。
And they are going to destroy you.
因为你不知道神眷顾你的事。
Because you do not know the day that God visited you.
这一个眷顾啊，你刚刚听英文的话就是拜访啊，
so,
拜访的意思。
So, 眷顾 in English translation is actually visitation.
耶稣来到耶路撒冷，就是神来拜访人。
So when Jesus came to Jerusalem, it is God visiting man.
因为耶稣就是那位神。
Because Jesus is the Lord, Jesus is God.
但是人却拒绝他。
But the people rejected him.
耶稣来的时候，门徒在那边歌颂神，神的时候歌颂这个将来要来的这一位王的时候，法利赛人却拒绝。
When Jesus came and the disciples shouted praises to this coming king, the Pharisees, however, they rejected him.
这也象征着耶稣来到地上的时候，人都在拒绝他。
And which represents, symbolizes that when Jesus came to the world, all the people were rejecting him.
约翰福音第一章说，他来到自己的地方，自己的人却不接待他。
In the Gospel of John chapter 1, it's written, when he came to his own world, but the world does not accept him.
不接待他。
They don't receive him.
因为他们不知道神眷顾他们的时候。
They did not receive him because they did not know the time of God's visitation.
所以在这里耶稣讲了，将来你的仇敌要筑起这个壁垒，要困住你，要毁灭你。
So Jesus prophesied, for the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you.
连一个石头也不留在石头上。
And not a single stone is going to be left on the other.
我们晓得耶稣讲这个时候大概是公元33年。
And we know that this happened, the visitation of Jesus happened approximately 33 AD.
差不多公元33年的时候耶稣大概30年因为这个我们公元大概差了这个几年的时间，大概是公元30年耶稣被钉被拒绝他的犹太人借着罗马兵钉把他钉在十字架上。
And Jesus was estimated to be crucified on 30 AD. He was crucified on the cross by the Roman soldiers because of the people who rejected him.
因为他们拒绝耶稣的关系。
Because they rejected Jesus.
有一个日子要来到，他们要受审判。
There will be a day coming, to be their judgment day.
根据所记载的历史，当耶路撒冷在大概公元70年被毁的时候。
So according to the history record, when Jerusalem was destroyed in AD 70,
大概30年之后。
Approximately 30 years afterwards.
30年耶稣被钉十字架之后。
30 years after Jesus Christ was crucified.
耶路撒冷被罗马所毁。
Jerusalem was destroyed by Rome.
里面的居民一个一个被杀。
All the inhabitants in the city was killed one by one.
他们其实是怎么杀的？他们就把一个一个的居民绕着耶路撒冷城，一个一个钉在十字架上。
And how were they killed? They took the inhabitants of Jerusalem out and then crucified them around the city walls.
当时一个历史家记载的是这么记载的。
According to a historian records.
Space was wanting for the crosses for the bodies. 他的意思是说他们需要更多的空间可以挂这个十字架，我们需要更多的十字架可以挂那些的人。意思就是说他们挂到连地方都不够，连木材都不够。
There were so many crosses around the city of Jerusalem that they ran out of space and they ran out of wood.
每一个人他们都要面对他们流他们基督的血的这个后果。
And every one of them has to face the consequence that they shed the blood of Jesus Christ.
在这里也讲到说，这个耶路撒冷啊，一块石头不留在石头上。
And also it's talking about that not a single stone will be left upon another.
他是万主之主。
He is the Lord of Lords.
他是这个配得称颂的主。
He is worthy of praises.
他也是历史的主。
And he is also the Lord of history.
但是经文说，耶稣快来到耶路撒冷，看到城就为他哭泣。
But however, the scripture says, when Jesus came to the city of Jerusalem, he wept.
耶稣哭泣什么？
Why was he weeping?
他找什么？
What he was looking for.
路加福音19章的前面第十节说他寻找失散的人。
So in verse 10 of chapter 19, it is said that he was looking for the lost.
在约翰福音第四章他寻找敬拜的人。
And in chapter 4 of Gospel of John, he was looking for those who worship him.
你如果你读其他的这个福音书讲到耶稣进耶路撒冷的话，他也在寻找那结果子的人。
And when you read other gospels, you will find that when Jesus went into the city of Jerusalem, he was also looking for people who bear fruits.
无花果不结果子。
The fig tree didn't bear fruit.
今天我们读的这十九章前面的这个比喻里头，他在寻找一个忠心的仆人。
In the earlier chapter of in the earlier portion of chapter 19, he was looking for a faithful servant.
但是他看到耶路撒冷的时候，耶路撒冷那个时候什么都不是。
However, when he came to the city of Jerusalem, he found that Jerusalem was nothing.
的确，他们是失散的人，可是他们不承认自己失散。
Of course, they were lost, but they did not acknowledge that they were lost.
他们每一周可能都在那里圣殿里头敬拜神，可是他们却不敬拜那真正来到他们当中的这一位神。
Every week they probably were in the synagogues or in the holy temple to worship God, but they were not worshiping the true God.
他们好像结果子，可是他们结的却是坏果子。
They seem to be bearing fruits, but all the fruits that they bear were bad fruits.
他们是仆人，但是他们并不是一个忠心的仆人。
They were servants, but they were not faithful.
所以耶稣为他们哀哭。
So that's why Jesus wept for them.
耶稣为他们走上十字架的道路上。
Jesus was walking on the way towards the cross for them.
之前当这个法利赛人责备耶稣说你为什么让你的门徒这样子 那耶稣就说什么？他们不称颂的话，石头都会欢呼。
So, earlier when the Pharisees questioned Jesus, why don't you, rebuke your disciples? Jesus answered, if they, keep silent, these rocks will cry out.
但是人的心就好像一块石头，法利赛人的心就好像一块石头。圣经也说，我们罪人的心像一块石头。
However, our hearts are like stones. Like the Pharisees, their hearts are like stones. And also, the scripture, the Bible tells us that our hearts are like stones.
为了叫这一块石心能够歌颂的话，耶稣为我们走上十字架。
In order for the hearts of stone,To sing praises, Jesus walked on the way towards the cross.
他哭泣不是为他要走上十字架上啊十字架的路而哭，他哭是为了人罪人的一个光景。
He didn't weep for himself to be crucified. He wept for the broken relationship between sinners and God.
我们特别来看这一节啊，这个啊第四十二节。
So let's specially take a close look at verse 42.
耶稣看见臣就哀哭的时候就说巴不得你在这日子知道关乎你平安的事。
When he wept over the city, he said, Would that you and even you had known on this day the things that make for peace.
无奈这事现在是在你眼中隐藏的。
But now they're hidden from your eyes.
这里讲说愿你在今日巴不得你在今日能够知道。
Here it says that Jesus so much longed for the people know.
今日就是今天啊，就是我们的今日啊。
And that day is on that day, and then this is today for us.
是人的今天。
And so it's today, this very day for us.
机会不多，就只有今天。
And the opportunity is fleeting, and it's only this day.
这是关乎什么呢？
What is this about?
关乎我们平安的事。
This is about our peace.
关乎我们与神之间的平安。
This is about the peace between us and God.
这也是我们的眼睛啊。他说从你眼中啊。
And this is also about what we see from our eyes.
我们的眼睛是否有没有看见我们的主？
Do our eyes actually are able to see the Lord?
耶稣哭泣是因为时候不多。
Jesus wept because the time is limited.
耶稣哭泣是因为人与神的关系还没有恢复。
Jesus cried because the relationship between man and God hasn't been restored yet.
耶稣哭泣是因为我们的眼目仍然是瞎的。
Jesus wept because our eyes are still blind.
他来到耶路撒冷，最后是要走上十字架的道路。
He came to Jerusalem to walk on the road towards the cross.
你想一个主，他可以随便跑到一个人的家，然后就说你的驴驹给我用，那个人还没有问清楚，也没有办法怎么样，就心甘情愿的就给他拿走了。这样的一位主，他能不能也同样的就来到某人面前说你现在就给我信了啊。是不是也可以呢？
So imagine a Lord, he actually just went to a house, a random house and say, okay, your colt is now mine. And there's no resistance from the owners of the colt. And can you imagine the same Lord come before someone and saying that you have to convert now and this very moment. Do you believe this Lord?
但是他没有。
However, he didn't do the thing.
他对驴驹做的事情，他没有对我们做。
What he did to the colt, he didn't do it to us.
他为我们走上十字架。
He walked to the cross for us.
因为他要我们能够看到他所预备的救赎，好让我们心甘情愿的愿意来信靠他。
Because he wants to show his salvation for us, and that we will be willingly accept him.And to choose the salvation he has provided.
你想他是这个配得称颂的主，他如果没有人称颂他，石头都可以帮一起来唱啊。
Just imagine he is the God who is worthy of all the praises, and if there's nobody shouting praises to him, then the stones would cry out for him.
啊，我们这里都没有人愿意相信，是不是？耶稣自己一个人在这里，这里的墙壁啊、天花板啊，都在那边歌颂他。
So if there's nobody here in the sanctuary who's willing to believe in Jesus, Jesus can make the walls, the ceilings to sing praises to him.
我们很多人唱歌都走调的，很难听的。
A lot of us will sing off tune.
但是耶稣叫石头唱的话，那可好听的不得了啊。
However, when Jesus command the stones to sing praises to him, these will be really good music.
但是他没有这么做。
However, he didn't do that.
他乃是走进耶路撒冷上十字架，让我们能够明白他的爱，从因为了解认识他的爱而从内心里头发出赞美。
Rather, he walked on the road to Jerusalem so that we will be singing praises from our hearts. We will love him from our hearts.
将来审判要临到。
In the future, the judgment will come.
耶路撒冷的审判是一块石头不在另外一个石头上。
The judgment on Jerusalem is that not a single stone will be left upon another.
他不要我们成为那个被审判的石头。
But he does not want us to be the stones that are judged.
他要我们能够把我们的实心带到十架面前，换成一个肉心。
And he wants us to bring our heart of stone before the cross and to replace it with heart of flesh.
他要我们走上这十字架的道路。
He wants us to follow him in the cross.
这个主不是一个软弱的主。
This God is not a soft, a weak God.
他什么时候要一句驴驹，一匹的驴驹就来。
Whenever he wants a colt is going to come.
他什么时候要听赞美诗啊，石头都欢呼。
Whenever he wants to hear the hymns, the stones will cry out.
但是他却要我们，他却等候我们人悔改。
But he's waiting on us, waiting for us to repent.
从我们内心里头发出赞美。
And to sing praises from our hearts.
因此主在哭泣。
That's why Jesus wept.
有一个小故事，我不晓得是真是假。
So there's a small, there's a story, I'm not sure whether it's true or not.
他讲到说一个新来的牧师来到一个教会。
So a new pastor coming to a church.
在一个城市里头。
In a city.
他从他的这个办公室里头的窗口就可以看到城市的这个从那边看下去啊，就可以看到城市的街头跟人们。
When he looked out of the window of his office, he can see the people, he can see the streets of the city.
然后他看到整个城市，这个城市内的一些的悲惨的光景。
And he saw the dire situation of the city.
整个城市的人们需要福音。
The city, the people in the city needs the gospel.
他就很心痛。
And so he was heartbroken.
他就哭。
And he wept.
然后教会里面的一个信徒看到牧师在哭，就要安慰他。
So, A believer in the church saw his pastor crying, tried to comfort him.
他说，不要担心。
He said, don't worry.
你在这里久了就会习惯了。
You're going to get used to it after you stay here long enough.
牧师回答。
And the pastor replied.
是的，我知道。
Yes, indeed, I know.
这是为什么我哭。
And that's why I weep.
他哭不但是为街头的人哭，他哭也为着我们这些基督徒看了这个也都习惯了。
He not only wept for those lost people, he also cried for we Christians who are used to seeing the lost.
你看安娜堡。
When you look around Ann Arbor.
你看安娜堡里面的人，看到你的同事，看到你的邻居。
When you look at the people of Ann Arbor, you look at your colleagues, your neighbors.
你的心会不会伤痛？
Does it hurt your heart?
我们的主当然可以做奇妙的事。
Of course, our Lord can do miracles.
当然他知道将来是怎么样子。
And of course, he knows the future.
但是他看到人的光景的时候，他仍然哭泣。
However, he still weeps when he sees the situation of man.
他也知道所有的一切都在他掌控之中。
Of course, he knows that everything is under his control.
但是他看到人的光景，他还是哭泣的。
However, when he sees our condition, he still weeps.
我们的神学不能够把我们的心夺去了。
Our theology cannot cover our hearts.
我们的心仍然要为这一些还没有认识他们主的这一些人群来忧伤。
Our hearts should still weep and should still sorrow for those who are still lost.
我们这一周我们是叫受难周。
So this week is a holy week.
我们要来纪念耶稣基督在2000多年前为我们受死钉在十字架上。
During which we remember 2000 years ago when Jesus Christ died on the cross for us.
记得他是万主之主。
And remember he is the Lord of Lords.
他是配得称颂的主。
He's worthy of all praises.
但是他也是被为我们哀哭的主。
But he's also a Lord who weeps for us.
他为我们走上十字架上
的。And walks towards the cross for us.
他可以叫石头歌颂，他却用他的血来叫我们的心歌颂。
He's able to make the stones cry out, but instead he uses his blood to make our hearts cry out.
求主帮助我们，让我们这一周能够预备我们的心，再一次把我们自己摆在他面前。
May the Lord help us that we can prepare our hearts and come before him in this week.
让我们能够明白他的心。
That we can understand his hearts.
我们星期三晚上有祷告会，我们特别为着这个受难周预备的祷告会。
So Wednesday evening we have a special prayer meeting for this Holy Week.
我们没有代祷思想的分享，我们是完全来到神的话语里头，我们来祷告。
During this prayer meeting, we're not going to share prayer requests, but we are here solely for to praise Him, to pray to Him.
我们有诗歌，我们有读经，我们有祷告的时间。
And we have hymns, we have scripture reading, and we have time for prayer.
鼓励弟兄姐妹一起来，我们一起在祷告中纪念。
And we do encourage brothers and sisters to come and join to remember Him in our prayers.
7:30开始，平常我们8:30结束，我们要看情况，我们可能会到9:00。
So we're going to start at 7:30. Normally we will we'll finish by 8:30, but this time, because of a special prayer meeting, we'll see if we need to make it a little longer, maybe extend it to 9 o'clock.
你说我刚下班还来不及吃晚餐，我鼓励弟兄姐妹们就不要吃的就来了。
So you might argue, like 7:30, I just came out of work and I don't have time to eat. So I really encourage you, if you don't have time to eat, just skip your dinner.
甚至你有时间吃也不用吃的就来。
So even if you have time to eat, maybe you should fast before you come.
不会让你在耶稣面前进攻的，但是呢会帮助我们能够预备我们的心来纪念主。
So this is going to help us to prepare our hearts to remember him.
星期五我们有 Jeff Waligora 到我们当中。
On Friday, we're going to have Jeff Waligora among us.
他大概在10年前是从我们中间出去做宣教士的。
About 10 years ago, he was sent out from us to serve as a missionary.
大概在10年前他在我们这里的被这个案例。
So 10 years ago, he was installed among us.
所以他这次会来。
So that's why he's coming here this time.
7:15。
7:15.
星期五。
On Friday.
星期天是星期五晚上我们会有圣餐。
So Good Friday, Friday we're going to have Holy Communion.
星期天Jeff 会继续在我们当中，我们有主日崇拜，之后我们有受敬礼。
On Sunday, Jeff is continue to be among us. After the Sunday, we're going to have a baptism ceremony on that Sunday.
那很多人对 Jeff 都熟悉，我们在星期六晚上有一个爱宴，能够跟他一起相聚，然后星期六晚上他也会分享他的事工。 他特别在 IMB 里头，我们上一次Mark 来的时候，我们有一群的人 ，Mark 也讲 IMB 前面的部分，他会讲接着后面的部分。
On Saturday, we're going to have dinner with him in the church. And Jeff Waligar is going to continue to introduce to us the IMB, their mission ministries. If you still remember in the mission weekend, in the mission week, Mark was among us to introduce the first half of IMB to us, and Jeff is going to continue with the second half.
因为我们这些认识到主耶稣基督，我们死在十字架上的这些门徒们，他在这个橄榄山啊这里的时候，看到快要到耶路撒冷城的时候，哭泣的那个地方，也是在同一个地方，他把门徒拆出去，要把福音传到地极。
Jesus, when he was weeping on that mountain, when he saw the city of Jerusalem on the same mountain, later on he sent out his disciples to spread the gospel for him.
耶稣受死复活这个信息，不是让我们只是感动，也是让我们能够踏出去，向人传讲他那个救赎的福音。
The message of Jesus Christ resurrected from the death is not only to touch us, to touch our heart, make us emotional, but to propel us, to encourage us, just to go out and to make disciples, to spread his gospel for him.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们来到你面前，我们感谢你，你还赐给我们有今天的日子。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We come before you and thank you for you have given us this day.
你为着我们内心的平安，特别是与神之间的平安，而我走上十字架的道路。
You walk on the way of the cross so that we can have peace with God and have this inner peace in our hearts.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
特别这一周，当我们预备自己的心的时候，开我们的心眼。
Especially when we are preparing our hearts in this Holy Week, open the eyes of our hearts.
让我们明白、体会、知道你眷顾我们的事。
So that we can understand, and to feel your visitation among us.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.